How are you, my friends? Alex Pardo here. I'm back with episode 486 on the Flip Empire Show.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Prepare to dive into the minds of real estate's heavy hitters and gain the cutting-edge expertise you need to scale and grow your real estate empire. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
Hey, what's going on? So I trust you are doing amazing and your 2021 is off to a hot start. If not, do not worry. Just continue. Keep your head up. Keep your chin up. Continue to move forward. Look at your goals. So many people start the new year on fire, excited. That's why you see gyms always packed the first, second week of January, and then they fall off. And the reason they fall off is because they don't have a strong why. Goals is one thing, but you have to have an empowering why, something that's going to help you power through when you're not feeling up to it, right? And you know, just to be totally open with you, today's one of those days for me. You know, today I woke up really early, had an Orange Theory workout early in the morning, and just didn't feel right. You know, woke up with a little bit of a headache. My body was just sore and achy, and you know, throughout the day, it's just it hasn't gone as smooth as what it, you know, what I'd like it to. And so much of it is really just a mindset, right? And understanding that, hey, I'm gonna power through. I've had to disconnect a little bit more than usual. I've had to kind of refresh and recharge. And in those days, you have to continue to fight through it, go above and beyond. And that's when having an empowering why can really help you get through those tough moments and those challenging times. So, having said that, I want to just do a quick plug here. If you don't know about Clubhouse, it's a new social media platform that has just completely exploded and blown up. As of this moment, it's only for iPhone users. So sorry to my Android friends out there, and you know, I'm sure they're going to be changing that and they're going to open it up. But it's been a really cool platform to be able to connect with people, to answer questions, to just interact with an audience. And so if you guys are not on Clubhouse, download the app, check it out. Connect with me, follow me. My Clubhouse handle is at Alex Pardo. So it's just at my name, Alex Pardo. And I've had the good fortune of being able to help moderate some of the rooms. There's a lot of experts. There's a lot of thought leaders and influencers that have really just been spending a crazy amount of time on the app. And so the way it works is you create a room, and the room can be, you know, there's a title to the room, and it can be focused around a particular subject or topic. And my good friend Brian Tripp, who hosted an REI Coaches event in October, actually had the opportunity to speak there. And so he was hosting his first room. Moderating his first room, and I jumped into the room, and he quickly brought me "quote unquote" on stage. There's some Clubhouse jargon that you'll start to quickly learn, and he brought me on stage, and I was actually one of the moderators with a panel of just awesome people, and it was all about networking in this pandemic, right? And so we spent about 2 hours just talking about everybody sharing their best networking tips. And there's a couple of things I shared with everybody that I, you know, based on the feedback, they really enjoyed and got a lot of value from. And I just want to kind of share with you how you can become an effective, or how you can be an even better networker during this pandemic, you know, where so much of the communication is happening on Zoom. A lot of the communication now is happening on this app Clubhouse. It's happening through Facebook Messenger, through text message, where you might not have the ability to be face to face with somebody like you were in the past. In my opinion, and Brian's as well, and several others, when you can get face to face with somebody, the networking goes to a whole nother level. But that shouldn't be an excuse to not continue to refine and hone in on your networking skills. Again, particularly because of the type of environment that we're in right now, where we're constantly communicating through a screen or on a phone or through text message. And so rate yourself from a level of 1 to 10. Where would you rank your networking skills? And is it a skill that you're continuing to focus on? Because if not, I think you're making a mistake. You know, becoming an effective communicator, you know, I read books like, you know, multiple times, How to Win Friends and Influence People. You know, that's just one of those books. You need to understand how to communicate with people and how to become an effective networker. And so I just want to share with you on this episode here. This will probably be a lot shorter than the masterclass are. So hopefully you're cool with that. I want to keep it short, brief, and to the point here. And then I want to share with you some best practices and some tips that I have found that have been really effective for me from a networking perspective. So one of those things is going to be how to reach out to people via Instagram, or if you're going to DM somebody, direct message them. What's the best, most efficient and effective way to grab their attention, to get them to respond, and then to start networking and building a relationship? Understand, my friends, that networking is all about giving. It's all about serving. If you are networking in an effort to get, and if you're networking in an effort to extract, and that's your sole purpose, that's your only goal, you're only going to go so far and people are going to see right through you, right? So it's all about building relationships. I can't tell you how many people have approached me about, hey, I want you to coach me. I want you to mentor me. I want this. I want that. And while I appreciate their heart, I appreciate their ambition, I appreciate the fact that they want to grow, I think it's the wrong approach, especially if you don't have a relationship with someone. So if you don't have a relationship with them, don't lead with your hand out looking to extract and get. Lead with your hands in looking to give, serve, and add value. Figure out what their pain points are. Figure out what their challenges are. How can you become a solution to their biggest problem? How can you be a connector? How can you serve? How can you help? How can you add value? That's the mindset you need to approach when building relationships. And that's the mindset you need to have when you're networking. When you network with people, ask them questions about themselves. Most people like to talk about themselves. Ask them what their goals are. Ask them what their pain points are. What are their challenges? And then the sooner you can turn around and provide some sort of resource or provide some sort of value to them, the deeper that relationship is going to go and you're going to stand out from the crowd. You know, so when I connect with people, I want to find out about them on a personal level if the conversation lends itself to that, right? If I can find out about their family, about their kids, if I can find out about their business, you know, what's their aim? What's their goal? What's their purpose? Who do they need to be connected to? And then I immediately go to work in my mind of who can I connect this person to? What resource can I share with them? How can I contribute to their cause, to their mission, to their purpose, right? That's the mindset I inherently have. I'm not looking to extract. I'm not looking to ask or get anything. Unless I've built a relationship with someone and there's goodwill there and there's a relationship, there's a friendship, that's a different story, right? But when it comes to networking, you know, if you're face-to-face, look people in the eye, smile, you know, shake their hands and have a good firm handshake. Like, these are just common rapport building techniques they work. You know, I can't tell you how many people don't even look me in the eye now because of COVID or otherwise, right? People are walking around scared. Don't be that person. Just be yourself and you're going to attract the kind of people in your life that, you know, that just are attracted to you, right? Like, you're going to attract the right kind of people in your life and you're going to repel the wrong ones. So keep that in mind. Now, one of the strategies, one of the tips I shared on in Clubhouse in this particular room, let's say there's somebody, an influencer, a celebrity, somebody that you look up to or maybe put on a pedestal that you really want to connect with, you want to get to know, you want to build a relationship. And they have a big audience, they have a big following, and maybe you want to cut through the clutter. Well, there's a really cool app out there called Cameo. You can actually download it on your smartphone. It's called Cameo. And Cameo is a place where celebrities, if you pay a nominal fee, you know, it could be, I don't know, as cheap as $10 all the way up to $1,000, let's say, depending on the, you know, the type of celebrity or who it is, what they're charging, you can actually get them to record a video message for you or for someone. So for my birthday, when I turned 40, my good friend Adrian, believe it or not, I'm a Cincinnati Bengals fan, right? And I know some of you are probably snickering, but he actually got a former Cincinnati Bengal to record a happy birthday message for me. It was like 2-3 minutes. And he sent it to me, and it was a really memorable gift. It was cool. It was different. It was unique. So one idea is, let's say you want to connect with someone, jump on Cameo. Well, first of all, jump on their Facebook, jump on their social media, get to know who they are as a person. What are their hobbies? What are their interests? What do they like? Who do they follow? You know, so do some recon, do some research and find out, what this person enjoys. Maybe they're a sports fan. And if so, what's their favorite team? Who's their favorite player? Maybe they like music. What's their favorite band, right? So just maybe they like hiking or jogging or water sports. Jump on Cameo and see if there's a celebrity that represents that that niche or whatever it is that they like, and see if maybe you can, you know, pay a nominal fee and get this celebrity to record a message for that person on your behalf. So that's one of the tips I shared that people really enjoyed, and it's a unique kind of out of the box creative way to get somebody's attention, and it'll be memorable. I promise you that. So that's one thing you can do. What else? When you're going to DM somebody, right? Whether it's on Instagram or Facebook Messenger, whatever the case is, we spent a lot of time talking about this in this Clubhouse room. And one of the things that I shared is on that same vein or going down that same path, I like to, when I'm going to reach out to somebody that I want to connect with, build a relationship with, I want to find out as much as I can about them. And then I want to lead with something that maybe there's something we're connected by. Say, for example, there's somebody I want to reach out to and they happen to be they like football, right? And let's say they like the Pittsburgh Steelers, which are like the rivals to the Bengals. Maybe I'll lead with a funny joke about me being a Bengals fan and them being a Steelers fan. Figure out ways that you can connect and start to build rapport with people on a quicker level, right? What do you guys have in common? This is basic rapport building 101. Right. And so I like to kind of lead with that, but then I like to immediately get to the point. If I'm reaching out to somebody cold, do not send them paragraphs and novels of like, you know, who you are. Like, get to the point. Why? Time is valuable and their time is really valuable. And I can tell you that if you send something really, really long, the chances of them reading it and getting back to you are a lot smaller than if you're quick, to the point, if you stand out, if you're different, and if you lead with value. See how I'm kind of connecting all the dots here? That's how I think about this. And I'm not saying this is the only way to do it, but this is the way that I have found has been most effective and what I truly believe can work for you. So lead with value, try to build rapport with people and get to the point. This was a topic of conversation in this Clubhouse room, and there's different strategies, different ways to approach it, but you know, Brian and I were sharing that I think the quicker and more to the point that you can be, the better chance you have of getting a response from that person, right? Versus sometimes I have people that reach out to me, and while I'm grateful that they think enough of me to reach out to me and ask me a question, it's like paragraphs upon paragraphs. It's this email I have to scroll forever, and time is valuable. And sometimes I have every intention of getting back to that person, but I'm like, let me put a pin in this and I'll circle back to it when I have some time. And admittedly, sometimes when I have some time never comes, right? Maybe you can relate to that. So hopefully that tip helps you. But when it comes to networking, you know, focus on reading books and surrounding yourself, consuming resources that help you become a more dynamic speaker, communicator. Again, you want to be yourself. You want to be your true self. Don't try to be someone else. I think that's one of the reasons that, you know, some people have gravitated towards me in this podcast, because I'm not trying to be the next Joe Rogan or anybody else. I'm trying to be myself. And if you like it, awesome. I encourage you to subscribe, you know, quick plug, and continue to, you know, to just listen to these shows. And if you don't like it, hey, that's cool too. Maybe at some point, you know, I can add some value to your life in some other way, right? So, and I'm perfectly fine with that. I'm not trying to be all things to all people, and neither should you, because that's a recipe for failure. So hopefully some of these networking tips, obviously we're just beginning to scratch the surface here, but networking is one of those things that I really want you to be intentional about. I want you to be purposeful, and I want you to really hone in on that skill, because we've all heard the saying, your network is your net worth. And as cliche as that might sound, I truly believe that relationship capital is the most valuable capital you can have. It's not money. And yes, while time is the most precious commodity, relationship capital is more and more important with each day that passes. I truly believe that. So make sure that you're building your network. Make sure that it's a that it's a network that's quantity and not just quality. You don't want to scratch the surface with a bunch of people, but you want to go deep with the right people. So hopefully that helps you. Hopefully that gives you a broader view on how you should be thinking about networking. And I hope that that some of those tips help you out. So let me know your thoughts. I'd love to hear back from you. If you want to connect with me, on Clubhouse, again, at Alex Pardo. If you want to connect with me and follow me on Instagram, at Alex Pardo 25. And then you can just find me on Facebook and, tag me and tag somebody who you think needs to hear this episode, share it with them. That would be the biggest way that you can thank me, is just by subscribing and sharing these episodes with people that you think need to hear it, or that you think might benefit from this. So my friends, I really appreciate you. If you have any questions, if I can serve you, if I can help you, if I can contribute to your purpose, your cause, your mission in any way, let me know. I'm looking to align myself with the right people, where there's a core value alignment, where we can just contribute to each other. So anything I can do to help, I'm here for you. And I really, really look forward to connecting with you on the next Flip Empire Show. Talk to you soon, my friends. Have an amazing day.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.